Okay. Is it okay, 10:10? We will start in a minute. Okay.
You opened up a new application.
I opened up something. Why you sit? You don't see me?
I see you at all Chromebook.
Yeah, I'm on. That's what I'm on right now because we're doing a few different. We're doing a few. We're trying a few different things here because we're live at the Kollel, so and not my house. So now we're doing a few different things.
Your son got Kollel Zichron Michel.
Yeah, he's in charge. You know, I just. But we're ready. Okay, you want to stay here so that I can talk to someone? Okay, I'll make sure I'll move that around. 283. I'm going to do a shared screen here, so I just want to pull something up before we start. Okay. Is it 10:10, David? What? Okay. One second. Okay. Okay, let me record. Also, I need to record it. You have to probably record it over there. Okay. Good morning, everybody. We're going to start a little bit of a new inyan, a continuation of Hilchos Brachos, but I want to talk about Birkas HaMazon, benching. And in order, and the first step I want to talk about in benching is the Chiyuv of Zimun. Okay. So we know that we're familiar with the halacha that when there's three people eating together, they bench together and they make a zimun and they say nevarech, and there's a kiyum of a mitzvah of zimun. Now this mitzvah is a machlokes if it's a mitzvah deraisa or a mitzvah derabanan, and it's a subject of a major machlokes in the Gemara and in the Rishonim and in the Acharonim. And once you learn the sugya of the Gemara, the reason this is a fascinating issue is because once you learn the sugya of the Gemara, you see that what we do has no shaykhis to the mitzvah of Zimun. What we do doesn't seem to fit in with what Zimun is. So I want to give a little introduction to what Zimun, the mitzvah of Zimun is, how to do it properly, and then maybe how what we do fits into that. And afterwards, maybe in other weeks, we'll get involved in the detailed halachas of, you know, what's considered a group and, you know, all the famous questions about hotels and yeshiva bacharim and all sorts of different cases of zimun. But the etzem shayla of what zimun is and what you're supposed to do when you're doing zimun, that I want to talk about. I want to talk about now. So the sugya goes like this. The Gemara in the beginning of the seventh parak of Ketzav Mevarchim. Again, we may not be talking so much halacha l'maaseh today. It's more the background, but I think it's going to be very interesting. Okay, the Gemara, the Mishnah in the beginning of Shlosh Shachu, the seventh parak of Brocha, says Shlosh Shachu ka'achas chayovin lezamin. Three people together have to make a zimun. Why three? So the Gemara says minani mili. The Gemara says because you know the famous verse, Gadlu laHashem iti unaroyim mashmo yachdav. So Gadlu, how many people are you talking to? Talking to two people at least. Because Gadlu, so you should do something. And who's talking? The person saying Gadlu. So therefore, there's three people. One is saying to two people, you should be Gadlu Lashem with me, iti, when Ramim Mashmayachtav. And therefore, the mitzvah of Zimun is to be done with three people. Now, the question really is, what is the fundamental yusoid of the mitzvah of Zimun? And here's a very big machlekes in the Mefarshim. And we'll be makdim with one thing. If you learn the parak of the seventh parak of Brachas, it will be all very, very clear, extremely clear, that in those days, the way Zimun was that the Mevarech wasn't just the one that led the benching, quote-unquote, to say Mevarech Shechan Mishaloi. The Mezamein actually was Moitzi, everyone in benching. It's very clear from the Sugyas of Gemara that that's what happened in those days. Back in those days, you would have one person get up, he would say not just Nevarach Shachal Mishaloi and Baruch Shachal Mishaloi V'tuvecha, you know? He would actually go ahead and be Moitzi the whole tzibur and benching. And that's very clear. The Mefarshim already from the times of the Rishonim said, and if they said it in the times of the Rishonim before WhatsApp and Facebook and text messaging and beeping all over the place, they already said that nowadays, in the times of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Peretz and others, that people cannot pay attention to someone else benching. If you have to listen to every word of someone else benching, you would never be able to be, you would never fulfill the mitzvah, because you would end up spacing out half the time. So therefore, I would assume Kal V'chomer nowadays, and nowadays, Kal V'chomer, we won't be able to do it. So the Rishonim already said, nowadays, everyone should really bench for themselves. But we still have to understand, even if people are benching for themselves, we still have to understand, how does that fit into the structure of what Zimun is? If Zimun indeed was that everyone got together to bench, and one person was benching for everyone, so was that an integral part of the Zimun? If it is an integral part of the Zimun, then how do we go ahead and do without it? Okay? So it's a very, very interesting. So this seems to be a machlekes between the Rishonim. This idea that everybody would bench to one person would be moitzi everybody, is that just something that they used to do? B'roi v'am hadras melech, it's a nice idea, and one person should be moitzi everybody? Or was that actually the definition of what Zimun is? Zimun means, according to some Rishonim, that you are becoming a group, that your benching is done as a group. One person is benching for everybody. That is what Zimun is. According to the Ritva says, you know what Zimun is? The Ritva asks the Kasha. He says, every bracha we say, Baruch Ata, Hashem Elokeinu, Melech Ha'olam, Bari Pregaf. It's always mentioned Hashem's name. So how come in the bracha of Zimun, we say, Baruch She'achalnu Mishaloi, thank you Hashem that we ate from you. Why don't we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, She'achalnu Mishaloi? How come we don't say Hashem's name in the bracha of Zimun? Because they fracked the Ritva Kasha. So Ritva says, no, because that's not the main point of Zimun. The main point of Zimun is not that you should say a bracha. The main point of Zimun is that you should be made. It's more like saying, Raboisai, you know, we're about to bench. Listen to me. I'm going to be moitzi you now. Pay attention. So now you got everyone's attention. You say Nevarech. They all said, okay, Baruch Shechalnu Mishaloi. Yeah, Hashem, thank you. And now we're ready to hear you bench for us. So according to the Ritva, the whole thing is just a hachana, a hazmana, to invite everyone to join you in the benching. So really the main thing of the Zimun is that you got together as a group to bench. So according to the Ritva, if you're not benching as a group, then what are you doing? You're not really doing the main Zimun. Rashi and others say not like that. Rashi seems to say that the main point of the Zimun is that you add on, when you have three people as a group, you have the right to add on a new bracha to the Zimun. Add on, Raboisai Nevarich. We have an opportunity to make an additional bracha besides the three brachas of benching. We're going to add on a bracha of Baruch Shachalnu Mishaloi as a group, not just I ate Hazan that you gave me, but Shachalnu we ate together, and we were adding on like a public bracha to benching. It's like an additional bracha according to Rashi. So according to Rashi, it could be that the being moitzi each other wasn't the main integral part of the zimun. No, according to Rashi, you would have that question. Why don't you have the Shema Malchus? Right, exactly. I mean, that's my point. And the Zohar Tzvah answers that question by saying it's not really a bracha. According to Rashi, that would still be a good question. Okay? So now, the halacha is a very interesting machlok. It's how to learn the following story. Okay? There's a gemara. There's a Gemara on Daf Nun, and the Gemara on Daf Nun is a very interesting story. The story was like this. It says, Ravina v'Rav Chama Barbuzi itul bei Reish Galusa. So Ravina and Rav Chama went to the house of the Reish Galusa. Now the Reish Galusa was the political leader of the Jewish people in Bavel, and he had a big house, and he had a lot of guests. Now, what happened was that, Amar Rava, ki achlina rifta bei Reish Galusa. When we'd be part of the meal of the Reish Galusa. Now the problem is, if we're part of the meal of the Reish Galusa, there's a lot of people there. And the problem was that if you would wait around to the end of the meal, and try to be Yotzi the Zimun of the whole group together, you wouldn't be able to hear. So we would break up into groups. Mevarchim Gimel Gimel. We would break up into small groups of three. And this way we could be Yotzi the Mitzvah of Zimun with our small group of three. Frek the Gemara, why didn't they break up into groups of 10? V'levarchu Yud Yud. No. Shama Reish Galusa Vekbid. Because then it's making a whole tumult. The Reish Galusa like, what are you guys doing? You're benching without me? He wouldn't like that. So therefore, they made groups of three. V'nevku b'brachasad reish galusa. So why did they bother breaking up? Why didn't they just be yotze with the main benching that happened as part of the party? Haidi da'av shukuli alma, since there's so many people, loshami, they could not hear. The question is, what couldn't they hear? What couldn't they hear? So the Rosh says, it's not yitachin to say that they couldn't hear the zimun. What's the big deal? Zimun takes 5 seconds. The guy would say, get at the top of your lungs, everyone stay quiet for 5 minutes, for 2 minutes, 1 minute. Okay, Nevara, Boisai, Nevarech. And they would say, Baruch Shechal, Mishaloi, Uvtu V'chayinu, and done. So why couldn't they hear the Zimun? Baruch Elokeinu, Shechal, Mishaloi, you'd say it with 10 people. What's the big deal? Why couldn't they? So the Rosh says, no. They could have heard that. But the problem is, says the Rosh, that they couldn't hear the whole benching. And if you can't hear the whole benching, you're not Yotzei Zimun. So therefore, since if you without benching, you can't be Yotzei the whole Zimun. So Mamela, they didn't bother benching. They didn't want to do that type of Zimun, and they broke up into groups of three. So the Beis Yosef and Simon Kupay Gimel and Simon Reish brings down the Rosh. And as you see from the Rosh, that if you don't hear benching from the Mezamein, you're not Yotzei Zimun. Period. So the Beis Yosef says that's not Pshat of the Gemara. They seriously says the problem the Gemara is that they couldn't hear the Zimun even. But as long as you hear Zimun, it's fine. You don't have to hear the benching. Okay? The Ramah paskins like the Rosh, and the Daki Moshe paskins, and the Beis Yosef paskins not like the Rosh. And he says, no, the main point is that they couldn't hear the Zimun. So in other words, it comes out a very big machlokes here, that according to the Mechaber, according to the Beis Yosef, which is the Shulchan Aruch, it's okay if you don't hear benching. The main thing is to hear the Zimun. But according to the Rosh, which is the Ramah, seems like you have to hear the whole benching. So what we do today, where you get up, you say, Rabbi Yisai Nevarich, and then, Baruch Shachal Mishlov Tzorachayinu, Baruch Shachal Mishlov Tzorachayinu, and everyone goes ahead and benches, and you can't hear the Mezamin, or even if you could hear him, but you're not paying attention to him, according to the Rosh, you're not Yotze anything. You're not Yotze Zimun altogether. So on the one hand, there being a parrot's already told us that we can't pay attention to benching. But on the other hand, we have the Rosh that says, if you don't listen to benching, you're not Yotze. So like, what do we do? We're a little bit stuck over here. So what are you supposed to do? This is a very, very big problem of what you're supposed to do. So there's an interesting Prima Gadim, because based on the sugis of the Gemara, it could be that you don't have to be Yotze the whole benching. As long as you're yotzi the first bracha. So the Prima Gadim says, you know what you should do? You should at least listen to the Mavarich say the first bracha benching. And after you hear him say the first bracha benching, then you start benching from the beginning. This way, at least you heard him say more than just Nevarich. You heard him say part of the bracha. And then you can continue on. Now you're saying, well, what's the point of that? Were you yotzi or were you not yotzi?
Yeah.
Mimonav, in other words, either say it or not say it, right? So, yeah, I'll read you the Lashon of the Prima Gadim. I think I have it over here. But that's what the Prima Gadim says to do.
Which CD? Miami Boys? Okay.
So that's the Prima Gadim says. Fine. But the Mishnah Berurah, he gives an Eitzah here. And I think what we do kind of follows the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah is as follows. He's going on this halacha. Okay? And the Shulchan Aruch, Taka Pasen, is a little bit in between. And I'm going to try, I'm using a different computer, so I'm going to try to share the screen. So at least this way we could learn a little bit. What do you want to share on the desktop? It's not working? Who wants to share the contents on your screen? Okay, fine. Share. Yeah, okay, here. Okay, now. Okay, I don't know if you all see what I see, but okay, good. So the Shulchan Aruch is right here. Do you see when I'm using the finger? You see my finger? Okay. Nachoin Hadavar. Okay, this is a sif in Shulchan Aruch. Nachoin Hadavar, it's on the left side of the screen. Nachoin Hadavar, Shekol Echon Me'amesubin, Yoimar Belachash Ima Mevarich. Kol Bracha Ubracha Va'afilu Hachasimois. So the Shulchan Aruch says that really what you should do is if the mezamein is benching, you should all bench together with him. And the reason for that is because this way, if you all are, if you're all sharing with him, then you can, if you're all saying it together with him, so then you get the best of both worlds. Okay? You get the best of both worlds because basically what's going on is on the one hand, you're listening to him. So he's the mezamein and he's kind of saying it and you're saying it with him. But on the other hand, you're avoiding the problem of not being yotze and you're ensuring that you're going to be yotze. So you should say the whole entire benching with him. And the Ramah adds, "Biyaktim l'sayim k'tzas k'dam ha-mavarech k'tisham en." You should just hurry the last part of the bracha. You should say it with the Mavarech. You should say it ahead of him and then say Amen to him. So according to this is the Sif and Shulchan Aruch, what you should do is you should all bench together. So he says, Baruch Shacham Mishlov, Baruch Hayinu, and then he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, you should all bench word for word. He should stop right before the end of the bracha. Everyone else should say, Baruch Atah Hashem Azan Asachol. Then he should say loudly, Baruch Atah Hashem Azan Asachol, say Amen, and then continue, Noida. That's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say. Okay, now, the Mishnah Berurah, which is here on the right side, Mishnah Berurah says like this: Hainu, after Medina haya yoiser nachoin shiyishmu amesuben kol abrikas amazim mepi amezamin. Really, it would have been better if you heard straight from the mezamin vu yoytziem bebrachosay uva atzmon lo yivarchu klal. Really, it would have been better had everyone kept their mouth shut, just listen to the mevarich, and be yotze with him. That's really what zimun is supposed to be. Mikomalkom ba'avur shemati ba'avur nesino rabim. Since it's clear from our Hanhaga, Shem Mesubin Masichim Daitam. The Mesubin would not be able to, they would space out. Ve'ena mechavnu devrem mevarech klal. And they wouldn't listen. Ve'nimtza shechosel and berkesam azim lagamri. So in order to gain the mile of Zimun, right? In order to gain the mile of Zimun, they would lose out the whole benching. U'mevatlu masei deraisa biyadayim. Right? So what's better? You have a lechatchil de gazimun with no benching. So obviously we don't want to do that. L'chein nochem k'ayoyim. That's why nowadays it's better. Sorry about that. Nowadays it's better. Shem esubin yoyimru ba'atzman b'lachash kol mila o mila. You should say it along with him. Imam Avarach Kadeshi, Baruch Hu Yachad. So this way you're all benching together. V'nikra al yidei zeh, Birkas Zimun. So therefore it's called a Zimun. U'miskayim ma'asha oimer ha'kosuv, Gadlu la'ashem iti, u'neroim ma'ashmo yachtov, t'mizei afinam Birkas Zimun. So as of right now, this is what we have. We have a Shulchan Aruch, and Mishabur explaining the Shulchan Aruch, that really, ideally, it should be, you should be yotze with the him, with the Mevarech. But that's very complicated for us nowadays. We're not good at being yotze with the Mevarech. But at least, you should say word along with him, word for word. Now, I don't see people doing that either. So let's go a little further in the Mishabura. So Mishabura says like this. Okay, kol bracha bracha. Can I just use the arrow here? No, every time I click it, it brings up the side thing. Okay. Kol bracha bracha. Al kolponim yizharu loymar imoy belachash bracha rishayna. Says the Mishabura, if this is too complicated and you will not be able to say the whole benching with him, the ilav hochi, you should at least say with him the first bracha. Okay? So this is possible, right? Make sure that the Mezame knows the halacha. After he, when he benches, then he should say the first bracha out loud, and everyone should say along with him the first bracha. Why? Look at this lashon of the Mishabura. De'i lav hachi. If you don't at least say the first bracha of benching with the mezamein, laharbe poiskim, according to most poiskim, loy mikri zimun klal, then you have nothing to rely on. There's no zimun here. According to, like it says in Simin Reish is where we bring down that story that I just said from the Gemara. And according to what I just wrote, this is what many people do. After the whole Zimun's over, everyone starts benching to themselves. It's inappropriate. Ella, they're not doing it properly. Ella mevarich tzarich levarich bracha yishoyna al koponim b'kol ram. At least the first bracha you should bench out loud. K'dei sheyishmu ha-mesubin, so that the people around him hear him. V'heim yoymu b'lach hash'imoy mila b'mila, and they should say it with him every word. Rak b'sima bracha, the end of it, yakdimu l'sayim, they should end before him. K'dei sheyanu amen. And they should say amen on his bracha. K'mon shekosav rama, v'ayim b'magan avram shu mitzad l'oriz ketashbatz. And their Magen Avraham is even more strict. That even if you're not going to be yotze to the whole benching, at least be yotze hazon from him, and then start from noida. We don't do the Magen Avraham. We come up if you talk a no, you have a small group of people, and you know that they'll listen to you, and they'll be able to pay attention, you should talk and tell them. Everyone, what we're going to do now is the mezamein is going to say Rabbi Sein Nevarich. We're going to answer Baruch. Then we're going to be quiet until after Noida, and then continue till Noida. Rak sheyadil lem mitchil sheyichav nolatzis v'gam hu yichav nolaitziam v'davka kashem kulam avinu l'shana kodesh. Okay, so very clearly from this Mishabura, there's no way out of this. What? Yeah. So the Mishabura is very clear at this point. The Mishabura is very clear at this point that there is no way out of this, and that in order to be properly Yotze Zimun, you need to at the very least, hear, if not be Yotze, but at least hear the first bracha from the Mezamein and say with the Mila B'Mila. Now, the truth is that just people don't know this, but it's not hard to do this. Right? When you have a small Zimun, you have a Shabbos Suda, you have a couple people over, and you have a small Zimun, three people. So you tell the Mezamein, make sure that you mention the first bracha out loud. And everyone should say, well, Mila B'Mila. And then before Hazan HaSekol, he should pause, let them finish the bracha, and then he finishes it. That's possible. Where does it come very sticky? It comes very sticky in like the case of the Rish Galusa, when you have a big chas, a shal shudas at the koil. So back in the day, so we have a big oilam, and you have a Mezamein. So it's very hard that everyone should hear the first bracha. Or a chasana, or a big party, or anything like that, right? So the Mishabura would still say, it's still better, this is how you have to do it. However, there is a chazanish. Chazanish has an interesting lumnus here. Chazanish says, what's pshat in this business that we have to, in order for it to be called zimun, you need that to be joining with him for the benching too? Why? What's pshat? So he says, the reason is because the idea of Zimun is Gadlu Hashem Iti, you're supposed to make a joint bracha. It's supposed to be like a public bracha. So says the Chazon Hashem saying, but I just remember we spoke out in the beginning that this bracha of Baruch Shachal Mishloi is a very shvacha bracha. It doesn't even have Hashem's name in it. So that's not a good fulfillment of Gadol Hashem Iti, because you're not even referring to Hashem directly. You didn't say Hashem's name. So since you didn't say Hashem's name, in order to be Yotze properly, that benching as a group, a public declaration of thanks to Hashem for the food, in order to do that, it's not just enough to say Nevarech, Baruch, Shachalnu. You have to actually say the first Baruch of benching. Baruch Atah Hashem, Azan Esakol. So Zokta Chazon Ish, that's true. That's true when you're with three people. But if you have a group of 10, says the Chazon Ish, so when you actually do say Hashem's name in the Zimun, because you say Rabbi Yisrael Nevarach, and they say Baruch Elokeinu Shachanu Mishalayev Tuvachayinu, and the Nevarach says Baruch Elokeinu Shachanu Mishalayev Tuvachayinu. So now you joined together in a public bracha with Hashem's name. So says the Chazon Ish, therefore when there's 10, you can be more lenient and you don't have to hear necessarily even the first bracha of Hazana Sakal, because you already made a real bracha together as a group, and you said Hashem's name together. And they couldn't even break into 10. So therefore, but they couldn't. According to the Chazon Ish, he's going to learn that they couldn't even hear like the Beis Yosef. They couldn't even hear the Zimun. If they would have not broken up into groups. So therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, this halacha is much easier to fulfill. This is one of those cools of the Chazon Ish. So keep this in your back pocket. that you could say, I'm going to Chazon Ish on this one. That according to the Chazon Ish, as long as you're in a big group of 10 people, you do not need to be so medactic on hearing the bracha, as long as you hear the Zimun itself. And since the Baruch Elokeinu, Shachalnu Mishaloi, Uvetu Vechayinu, Yer Yoytze, the only thing is that you would have to the only thing is that by three, even the Chazon Ish would agree that you're supposed to do it this way. Okay, so that's a very, very important halacha. I had to keep this in mind. Okay, now that's I think just as far as the background is concerned, how is the best way to fulfill the Zimun? So again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you have to be quiet at least for the bracha. That's the Mishnah Berurah Sanchu Pei Gimel. There's a similar Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish, where he discusses this again, and he says the same thing. He says, "Kasva poiskim." He says, "But that's pretty much the point." Okay, now, just as far as the sugya is concerned, okay. So the that's the halacha to keep in mind, that when we're doing zimun, what does zimun mean? Again, I'm just gonna we'll just to show the machlikas Rashi and Tosis over here. In the beginning of the parak, so just what the zimun is. So Rashi says, "Shloisha sha'achlu ka'achas." Three people eat together. Chayavin lezamin. They have to make a zimun. So Rashi says, "Lezamin yachad letziruf bracha." They have to make a bracha b'loshen rabim kigoyin nevarich. So according to Rashi, the main point of zimun is to add a new bracha of nevarich. You should say one thing together. Now, according to Rashi, the reason why Rashi says a very fascinating thing. He says, if you only have two people, then not only you can't do Zimun, because you can't say Nevarech, because there's no two people here. I mean, there's two, but there's no three. So it's not one person telling the group, let's bench. So you can't make a Zimun, but you also cannot be Yotze someone. See, benching is an exception to the rule of Shomer Kohanim. Normally, on a regular bracha, let's say shofar or anything else, one person can say a bracha and even kiddush, and you can might see other people. We do that all the time. But you ever saw anybody stamazay for no particular reason? You're in the coffee room and I'm about to have a coffee. You're having coffee. Yeah, you want to be motzi me? B'roi v'amadras melech. One person should be motzi the other. We don't do that on brachas anenin. Only in cases it's a suffix, but basically we don't really do that. So Rashi's shita is because eating is an exception to the general rule of Shema Ka'ina, both for the Bracha Rishayna and the Bracha Achrayna. We don't stam bimotzi people when it comes to Bracha Rishayna or Bracha Achrayna, according to Rashi, because each person, by definition, is eating separately from the other one. When you're doing a mitzvah shofar, you're doing it as a group or whatever, but really here, every person is really separate. So really, there's no way for me to be mitzi you in the Bracha Rishayna or the Bracha Achrayna, according to Rashi. So what happens? Now you're a group of three people. Three people is already a kvias. Once you're a group of three people, it's considered now you're eating together. Now that you're eating together, I could be mitzi you in the Bracha Rishayna, and technically I could be mitzi you in the Bracha Achrayna. Now that we're a group, we could also make a bracha of nevarich together. But the two things have not, the zimun is not about being motziu. It's like the Beis Yosef. The zimun is just about making an additional bracha. But in order to do a zimun, you have to be mitzurif. You have to be a group together. So the group does two things, according to Rashi. What the group does is, number one, it allows one person to say the bracha for the other. And number two, it allows us to say a communal bracha of nevarich shechalnu mishalai. So Baruch Shachalnu Mishalot V'Tzurachinu, that we can make a bracha in addition to the benching, we can also thank Hashem as a group. So the Zimun is not what's allowing me to be motzi. What's allowing me to be motzi is that we're eating as a group. Allowing me to eat as a group does two simultaneous things. Right?
According to Rashi, one person can't be motzi, another person can't be motzi.
Right. According to Rashi, you shouldn't do that. Maybe a Shabbat, yeah, in general. But Rashi says, "Beferish shnayim mitzvah lechalek ulevarach kol echad b'fnatzav bein berkas amoytzi bein berkas amazim." Now, according to the other opinion, no. What happens is that really benching. I you're right. I shouldn't be yotzi in benching. The way that we're motzi each other in benching is gufa through the mechanics of the zimun. The Zimun is what puts us together. Because I'm declaring, like the Ritva says, okay, we're going to bench as a group now. Oh, you said we're going to bench as a group now. Okay, now we can talk about bench as a group and I can be motzi you. So according to the Ritva, according to the other Rishonim, the Zimun is what's putting us together as a group. And you need to be put together as a group. That's the whole mitzvah. The mitzvah is to bench as a group. And therefore, call each other together to bench as a group. And that's the whole idea of the Zimun is let's put us together as a group and bench together as a group. So now, if you said Baruch Shachalnu Mishaloi and then everyone benched separately, you did nothing. According to Rashi, no. Lamaisa, we got together. We said Baruch Shachalnu Mishaloi. We said we thanked Hashem for eating as our group. And now we're each going to bench separately by ourselves. You can do that according to Rashi. But according to the other Rishonim, the whole concept of Zimun is no, let's get together as a group to bench. And then the Zimun is more just like the announcement to put us together. But if you're not going to bench together, then what'd you do? Okay? So this is the two ways to understand it. Obviously, what we do is more like Rashi, but and like the Shulchan Aruch, like Rashi. But we did say, according to the Mishnah Berurah, as long as you are at least listening and paying attention to the Mevarich and the first Bracha, it could be Yotze, okay? Now, The three or four main inyanim in Zimun that I want to touch on in the next few weeks is, number one, is what's considered a group. You know, we ate together, we didn't eat together, I ate, you joined me, I'm at work and I'm eating, and then you come in and eat with me. Like, well, we're in a cafeteria or whatever. Someone pops into the house for dessert, whatever. So what's considered a group? Number one. Number two is, what happens if you want to leave early? This is very shaykh to a chasana, to a party. You know, we started together. I gotta run. And what do you do in that case when you gotta run? How do you fulfill the mitzvah? How do you fulfill properly the mitzvah of zimun? And the third thing that's important to know is, what happens if people are making a zimun and you didn't eat bread? You know, can you use a person who didn't eat bread for the Zimun? And what does the person who didn't eat bread do if there's a Zimun and things like that? So we'll talk about it. Then there's shows of hotels and stuff like that. Let's see, there's two people at a table and there's another two people at another table. Do they get together? There's a few different shows like that as well. So a few weeks, we'll talk about these questions of Zimun. Then we'll get into some details of other brachas as well. Okay? And okay, any questions?
Thank you, Rabbi. Next week, I would like to understand. I've seen different opinions on if we have a group of, as a zimun of three people and one of them is a 12-year-old, like before bar mitzvah, if it counts or no, if you can do it or not.
Okay, so what's the, again, that could be it's possible that that's going to be a difference between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim again, so we'll have to cover both all of our bases on that.
Okay, good. So we have a week. All right, thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, very good. We'll mention who exactly counts to the, you know, what age, and we'll mention that too. Okay, very good. Luckily, my son is on, so he'll be curious to know that answer too. So. Okay. We'll see everybody. Have a great week. We'll see you next week, Ibn Hashem.